Forbidden Panel welcomes you to Panelcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly podcast featuring movie and comic news and reviews. And now, your hosts, AJ and Brian.
Hey everybody, welcome to Panelcast. I'm AJ.
And I'm Brian.
Welcome to our 43rd episode of the Panelcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking a whole lot about some news bits that are going around right now. I'm going to give a quick review on Batman and Robin, Stargate Universe, Heroes, Planetary, Zombieland, and a whole bunch of other stuff that's going on. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. And we'll be right back after this break.
Forbidden Panel is currently looking for artists. If you or someone you know would like to join us, please visit www.forbiddenpanel.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. All right, we're going to jump into a little bit of what's happening in the news world with comics and many other things. Got a story here that was kind of interesting. This one's been all over the internet lately. There's a lot of speculation about the Apple Tab that's supposed to be coming out. It's like a sort of a touchscreen computer. But there's been a lot of talk that it's going to have a digital comic book reader integrated into it, sort of a la Kindle type thing. So I think this is kind of be interesting. It actually is almost making me want to make the Apple tablet my first ever Apple computer. I don't really care for Apple computers too much, but you know, having something like that where you have like a nice little touchscreen computer and a little tablet computer and being able to sit there and read comics on it, I think would be pretty awesome. Definitely a lot easier than reading it on my traditional flip-style notebook or my desktop.
Well, I don't know. It might be. I mean, but with the touchscreen, you got to think it's going to have like a tablet style. So you would have to actually hold the laptop in your hand while reading it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but I could still set it on my lap if I'm sitting down.
Very true.
And I don't know. I'll have to see how it looks when the thing actually comes out. But just the fact that that at least supposedly that's what people are hypothesizing, that it's going to have this feature integrated into it. I think that's actually kind of cool. My only hesitation with it is just because it is Apple and they're very controlling of the media that can be, you know, added to Apple devices, a la the iPod and the iPhone and pretty much anything else. That I don't really care for those restrictions. It's one of the reasons why I stick with PC over Apple's, because I can do whatever I want to my PC.
You know, right, whereas Apple
even
stuff
to my
is
detriment sometimes.
It's very proprietary to just Apple products, you know, and they know
right.
That, so they jack up the prices on all their stuff because they know you have no choice.
And, you know, I mean, it works for some things, and I know that people generally tend to have less operating problems with their Apple computers, but at the same time, I would rather take the risk and just be able to go in there and tinker around with everything, and you'd be able to put stuff that I want on there and not what they say I can have.
Exactly.
So I'll keep an eye out for that one, and as more information comes out, or as the computer itself actually comes out, I'll take a look and we'll see how that goes. And here's a story, is an interesting little fun thing I found on Wired.com. They have a story linking to how to create your own comic book. When we were at Comic-Con, they had those promotional stuff there for that new Marvel-based cartoon show that's coming out, the Superhero Squad. It's like, I think it's based off of just, like, random Marvel characters. I don't know if it's based off of any one particular group, because it just seemed like it was kind of a combination of just random Marvel characters and sort of a
It's basically
a
the entire
animation fashion.
Marvel universe, and it's the worst cartoon I've ever seen in my life.
Is it?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, well, they have this little thing on here to allow you to go in and like create your own comic book. It was just a fun little thing to play around with, so if anybody wants to sit down and make it out, I noticed that there's been a lot of things like this sort of coming out with these sort of applications to create your own comic books, and I'm starting to wonder like how this is actually going to drive comic media at all, if it does. I think that you're able to actually use this to go through and you not only create several pages, and I think this one allows you to create a sort of a little animated comic book, but it allows you to also go through and publish it as well. There's a lot of applications out there that are designed for making comic books, such as the manga studio and the animation studio programs, but those are pretty expensive. But I've been noticing just little applications like this on the web that have been kind of cropping up, allowing people to go in and sort of create comic books. And I'm wondering if it's something where it's actually going to be a valid tool for people, where they just, you know, maybe have like different packs of icons and stuff like that, and go in and create their own content. We got another story here. This one I thought was kind of interesting and a little funny, and is sure to generate some controversy. The famous cartoonist R. Crumb, I'm sure most of the people that listen to this podcast probably know who he is. If not, he was pretty famous for drawing a lot of sort of like very, shall I say, not safe for work cartoons.
To say the least.
Such as things like Fritz the Cat, I think is probably his most famous one, and Mr. Natural, and a couple of others. But he's decided that what he's going to do now is to take on the Book of Genesis. I might actually go pick this one up, because it sounds kind of interesting. He is going through and just taking sort of similar in what's being done with the Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, and he's just taking all of the Book of Genesis and using that as the dialogue and just adding his illustrations to it. So he's not changing anything, you know, not like rewriting his own Book of Genesis. He's just taking the actual content from this and then adding his R-Crumb twist to it with his art. And this should really be interesting. I'm going to keep an eye out for this when it comes out.
Now, for those of you who are also want to get caught up on it and can't find any comics or anything that he's done, you can check out the movie where he's being played by Paul Giamatti, called Crumb. And it's really, really good. So if you want to do some research, check out that movie.
Definitely. Let's see, what do we got here? Of course, William Shatner is coming out with a new graphic novel. It's Tech War Chronicles. Everybody, I think, at this point knows that William Shatner had his hand in comic books for a long time. So if anybody is interested in, picking up Tech War and reading it, I've never personally read them myself. AJ, I think you have.
I tried to. I just couldn't get into it. I saw the TV series, but that was about it.
So if anybody's interested in that, Tech War Chronicles is coming out. I think that's about all the stories that I have. It all seemed to be pretty much the same stories over and over again. Most people were talking about the Apple thing and the R-Crumb thing. So if you've got any stories, AJ, lay it on us.
Yeah, I've got a few, actually, that came out today. So I guess they're kind of like, you know, brand new. First off, I'm getting all this out of DarkHorizons.com right now. The most fanboy-friendly unconfirmed rumor of the year is that if Avatar does extremely well, then Lucasfilm will consider doing a new Star Wars film trilogy in 3D. Only produced, though. He's not going to direct it. So that might be very interesting to see. Provided they do it right, I mean, it'll be cool to see a Star Wars movie in 3D. So we'll see how that goes.
Is it going to be animated?
No, it's going to be a live action.
Computer animated or live action?
It'll be live action. It'll be a whole new trilogy to go with the pre-existing two trilogies. So, yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, he's raped the first, the latest ones, so we'll see how bad he makes the new ones.
Yeah, but if he's only producing, maybe get some fresh ideas in there.
Well, I think the rumor is right now that he's only going to produce, and Spielberg will direct, or somebody of that nature will direct. So we'll see what happens. But either way, he's still going to be the writer, and it's still based on his story. So you can direct the shit out of a movie, but you still can't make shit look better than shit, you know?
It's true.
The other bit of news I had today was, file this under the why. Why are you doing this category? A new script draft of Stephen Norrington's remake of the 1994 cult classic The Crow has been very well received by Relativity Media, and casting is expected to get underway soon. Why are you going to remake The Crow? There's no point in it. The movie was amazing, and you know, and by remaking The Crow, you're doing what I plan on going into this discussion in a little bit more detail in another segment when we get to the comic book section, but you're basically saying, okay, well, Brandon Lee, we know you died for the role, and we know that you did a great job fulfilling the role, but we don't care. We're just going to mar your passing and mar the movie and remake it so that it's prettier and that maybe this actor doesn't die and we can continue to make sequels with him. You know, it just, it shows lack of faith in the original film, and the original film was really good. Why don't you take that money and take that time instead of making four really shitty sequels and a shitty TV show and just, you know, put more effort into the next sequel or the next storyline that has it and make it good instead of remaking something that we already are in love with. It just doesn't make sense to me.
It's not really surprising at all, though. I mean, considering the amount of remakes and reboots and everything else that's been coming out, it just, I think at this point the movie studios just don't care anymore. They're just going to do whatever they want and, you know, damn the consequences.
Exactly. I mean, like, you're right. I don't know why I was expecting it not to happen. It seemed like an inevitable thing. Any movie that you guys have fell in love with in the 90s, you can expect to be remade sometime soon. Any movie.
I think it goes all the way back to the beginning. I'm still waiting to see remakes of things like Metropolis or Plan 9 from Outer Space, honestly. Yeah, Nosferatu.
It's just ridiculous.
It's going to happen.
I'm not denying it, buddy. I'm right there with you. So yeah, I think the other little bit of news thing I had going up today is that Dave McKean of Mean Mask has begun meetings about a film adaptation about his serialized 90s comic Cages. Having not read the comic, I couldn't tell you too much about. But he's trying to get that made, so we'll see what happens with that one as well. So yeah, for more information, you can read about this stuff up on our website, guys, while you're sitting there. Yeah, and just let us know what you think and give us your opinions on the whole situation. And that's all I had for today, Brian.
As always, people, leave comments. And I think that's going to do it for this segment, so we'll go ahead and take a break and be right back.
Okay, this is John from the Hightower Comics. I count everybody to go check us out at www.hightowercomics.com, where you will get the height of independent comics.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This segment, we're going to talk a little bit about some TV shows that we've been watching. The new season, as many of you know, has already started, and we're about four or five episodes into some of them, so we figured now would be a good time to chime in on what we thought about the new seasons going on. First up, of course, is our agreed-upon favorite, and that's Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the season so far, Brian?
It started off pretty fantastic. Right from the first episode of the season, it had me laughing. The characters just seemed to be really settling into their personalities a lot better. Plus, they're also branching out a little bit too, which I like. You know, they're really established identities, but they're also sort of spreading them out into a little bit more broad territory. Like, you know, so you get a little bit better idea of like that these are actual people, not just cartoon characters.
Right. And this season also saw the beginning of the relationship between Penny and I don't remember his name, Johnny Galecki's character.
I can't remember his name ever. Yeah, I can remember Leonard, everyone else's Leonard, name in the show. Leonard.
But yeah, so like this season saw the beginning of them actually having a relationship, which seems to be going off pretty good, other than the first couple episodes, the little hiccups that they were having. But they seem to have settled into actually being a couple, and it's kind of nice to see. The only problem I'm having is, like, there hasn't been an episode focused on them being a couple yet. You know, where they get to do their own adventures or their own thing apart from the guys. And that's what's something I'm looking forward to seeing them expand.
I'm sure it'll come.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll come. Sheldon is in full form this season. Wallowitz is doing great. Kuthapali. I mean, all the characters are doing an awesome job. I like the last episode because it reminded me of us and that they were at a card game, you know, having the little tournament and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know if everybody knows, but, you know, every week we play Munchkin at a comic book store. So seeing it on Big Bang Theory, you know, kind of brought it home for us. And it was nice to see Will Wheaton show up in an episode, because, you know, other than Leverage, he's not really doing anything. So that was pretty cool to see. What else is
Good old Will.
Yeah, but he's got nothing else to do. I mean, why not? What else have we been seeing? Family Guy this season has been starting off great. I'm loving it. Bones. Huge fan of Bones. Brian, do you watch it, Bones at all?
I actually did not. I could not get into that show. Okay. Maybe I need to sit down and try to watch it again, but when it first came out, I watched it, and I don't know. It didn't strike a chord with me, and so I just never bothered watching it. But I hear everybody talking about it all the time, so...
Yeah, I love the show.
Maybe if I can just get over, you know, David Boreanaz, then...
Who knows? Californication has started up, and in this season you got Kathleen Turner as a foul-mouthed, horny executive, and she's just doing a great job. I'm glad to see they finally find something for her to do instead of bitching on talk shows of how she's not getting laid. The new season of 30 Rock popped on, and it's doing a great job of cracking me up.
Yeah, I have started watching 30 Rock. I love that show.
Yeah, and it's... I don't know. It's just great. Great writing, Tina Fey. Good job on that one. What else have we got? Vampire Diaries started off, and I'm not even going to bother trying to watch that shit. Smallville is doing pretty decently.
I'm on a Vampire Blackout.
Yeah, I don't blame you, dude. Smallville started up. They've taken more of a dramatic turn instead of a hokey, awkward love thing going on. I'm not saying that it's any better or that it's even watchable.
You know.
But it's just not as bad.
Yeah, I haven't followed up on that show since about season 5.
Well, one of the cool news things that was released this week is done by Jeff Johns, who, as many of you know, is writing The Blackest Night right now, as well as his other Celebrator works. He is writing an episode of Smallville coming up where they will be casting other superheroes. Like, right now they have Michael Shanks playing Hawkman. God, I can't remember who else is in there, but he's writing an episode, and he has full faith in the whole thing. And there's going to be a lot of cameos in there from other superheroes from, like, you know, the Justice League and all that. So maybe that might be the episode to check out if you can. But other than that, I'm just not feeling it. I mean, it's different, but I'm still not feeling Smallville. I watch it anyway because it's like smoking. I just can't stop watching it. I don't like it. It's bad for me, but I do it anyway.
I managed to quit that one.
Yeah, there you go. Sanctuary Season 2 started up, and I am so far not impressed. Sanctuary Season 1 was very original and just a breath of fresh air to the sci-fi television series shows, but Season 2 seems to have, like, forgotten what they did, and it sucks. It's not doing too well. Heroes, did we already discuss Heroes? Heroes is doing pretty decent, actually. I'm surprised by this season. It's not as bad. Whether it's the new writers taking turn, Ray Park showing up, Robert Nepper from Prison Break, you know, but it's taking a new turn. I'm interested in what's going on. So, you know, it's not too bad.
Yeah, I think I actually missed the first two episodes. So I'm a little bit confused as to what's going on right now because there was, you know, some stuff that I knew that was going on from last season and then things seem to have changed, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on, or maybe they just haven't yielded it yet.
But, yeah, I don't think they have.
I have to go back. I think my brother still has them on his DVR, so I'll check it out.
Awesome. Dollhouse has started up again, and it's basically picked up from where it left off last season. So if you're a fan of Dollhouse, you'll like it. If you aren't a fan of Dollhouse, you obviously won't like it. It's not going to attract any new fans, but I think it's doing a good job of keeping its old fans in there. What else? I got to tell you about the new shows that have come out that have really surprised me, and one of them being Cougar Town. I swear to God, I would never watch a Courtney Cox TV show or a show talking about older women dating younger guys, but I swear the show is funny as hell. If you hadn't had a chance, man, just watch it. Watch one episode. Go to Hulu. Check it out. It's genuinely funny, and I'm cracking up throughout the whole episode. So, and it surprises me because I didn't think I'd dig it. Go ahead.
I'll give anything one at least.
Yeah, just one episode.
I just said I'll give anything at least one watch.
Yeah. One of my favorite shows right now is Defying Gravity. It's on episode 13. Unfortunately, it got canceled with ABC, but because it's being produced by both Canada and America, the Canadian TV channels have decided to go ahead and release the rest of the episodes, and I really dig it. It's like one of my favorite new shows. So hopefully Canada decides to keep with it, and we'll get to watch it, a la Being Erica. You know, shows like that that are over there that just didn't last over here. How I Met Your Mother's doing great. Loving that. Flash Forward is another new series that has come out that has really surprised me, and that is pretty cool. And it's nice to see John Cho actually act. Sons of Anarchy is the shit. I love that show. And another new show that came out that I don't know, some of you are probably familiar with, Brian, I don't know if you are, but you should be, and that is called Titan Maximum. Titan Maximum is done by the guys that do Robot Chicken, except this is more of a plot-driven show, to where they stick to, because you know Robot Chicken, they hop, you know, they hop around different segments, yeah, and different stuff. This one isn't. This one is actually
it's
more
basically
of a
ADD on TV.
Right. This one's more of a series. So it's based on mocking the whole Voltron, Robotech type of series where, you know, you got five personalities controlling five different vehicles and forming like a big robot to fight the monster at the end. This one does a great job of mocking it and just talking shit about it in its own way. And it's awesome. And it's only 11 minutes long, people, so you really can't go wrong with it. If you get a chance, check those out, too. So, yeah, that's all I had as far as all the new TV shows I'm watching. Brian, are you watching anything?
Dude, aside from a couple of Heroes, Big Bang, a couple of other random shows here and there, I've not had a whole lot of time to sit down and watch them. And I need to do a lot of catching up, really. Some of the shows, with what's going on, I've obviously missed some episodes somewhere, and I got to figure out where I went wrong.
Well, awesome. Well, if you've got nothing else you wanted to add, then why don't we go ahead and end this segment and take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Justin White with Necrosapien Press. Why don't you come down and check out the website at necrosapien.net. You can see all my latest artwork and projects, and we'll have a store up soon where you can buy prints of my art. Thanks.
And we are back with some comic book reviews. I've actually not read anything. I've been pretty bad. I bought some comics, and then I left them in somebody's car, and so I haven't actually had a chance to read them. But I will read them, and I will have some commentary coming up next panel cast. But for now, AJ, I'm going to turn it over to you and just deck with my nonsense.
Awesome. This week, I didn't really read any old series or any of that. What I did this week was play a little bit of catch-up with the limited amount of time that I've had. So I'm just going to talk about that. First off, I wanted to talk about Batman and Robin. It's a new series that came out by Grant Morrison, dealing with the fact, and before I go any further, let me just say this. I have to applaud DC, which is something that I normally don't do, but I have to applaud DC in the fact that they have done something that Marvel doesn't do, and that is show faith in their decision. I've talked about this before, and the fact that Marvel Universe Captain America died about a year ago, and they're already bringing him back to life. Well, a couple months ago, at the end of Final Crisis, we saw Bruce Wayne, Batman, had died to the known universe. Actually, he got shifted over to a different plane of reality of existence. But the fact is that during this time, you know, Dick Grayson, Nightwing, has stepped up and taken the mantle of Batman. Bruce Wayne's son, Damian, who is his son through Talia al Ghul, Ra's al Ghul's daughter, has stepped up and taken the role of Robin. And again, I applaud DC because they're showing a lot of faith in that decision and that a lot of cross titles that they have. I mean, everybody knows that Batman has at least 10 or 15 different titles going on monthly. And they're showing faith in their choice to make that character bump up by displaying all these really great storylines that are going on throughout all the different titles, Batman and Robin being the most predominant one. It's an amazing series, and it's only on number 5, so if you haven't had a chance to pick it up, you should, and you should be reading this, because it's a whole different take on Batman. It shows the differences between the two characters. It shows how, even right now, Harvey Two-Face is studying the new Batman, because he doesn't believe it's the old Batman. and it shows how different that they are. And it's really, really good. I'm really surprised by it. So you should pick it up. They also did another cross-promotion with Batman Annual, number 27, and what was the other one? Detective Comics Annual, number 11. To where part one began in the Batman Annual, and part two ended in Detective Comics, dealing with Azrael and a couple other different storylines going in there. And it's really good, too. Again, further showing that DC has faith in their choice of Batman, unlike Marvel in their choice of Bucky taking over for Captain America. So pick those up. Start picking up the Batman things right now because they're really good. The Blackest Night is ending. Blackest Night Batman number 3, which I read this week, came out, and it did a great job with Deadman. Showed up in it, as well as Robin and just a whole bunch of other different characters. And the Blackest Night series itself is doing pretty good, too. I can pretty much foresee what's going to happen at the end of the series, and that maybe Batman, being Bruce Wayne, does show up or somehow play a factor in it. But I'm hoping that they don't. I'm hoping they keep going the way that they're going, because it's really turning out to be a good series. One of DC's best, I have to say. The other thing that's going on right now in the comic world is Dark Reign, which is reigning supreme all over all of Marvel's titles, and I'm really getting sick and tired of it. It's a good premise in that, you know, Harry Osborn is now running S.H.I.E.L.D., or now it's called Hammer, and running the country and doing all this crazy stuff, and all the villains. He has his own little cabal going on and running. He has an agreement, basically, with the Hood, who's the main crime boss right now, and that he can do whatever he wants, and he'll give him a reprieve, but whenever Osborn needs his help, he expects him to show up, and that's what's been going on. So Dark Reign is doing pretty good. Daredevil started off issue 500 last week, or last month, and now it's on 501, with Daredevil deciding to, instead of fighting against the Hand, the band of ninjas, assassins that he's been fighting his entire career, he now runs them. So this series is picking up at that point, to where you get to see that storyline, that arc going on. And it's turning out to be a real interesting storyline, and I can't wait to see how it plays out. Deadpool 900 came out, which is basically his mocking of how all the 600 issues are now coming out. And it's just a bunch of different short stories with Deadpool in it. And if you like Deadpool, you'll like this. Mark with a Mouth number 3 came out. Deadpool number 16 came out. It's surprising to see him in so many different titles, whereas about a year ago, they were about to cancel him and give up on him. But thanks to the series Deadpool and Cable, it revitalized the character and people's beliefs in the character, and now it's become popular. Not to mention the fact that Ryan Reynolds will be playing his character in the new movie. So we'll see how that plays out, and I'm really digging it. Echo is a series by Terry Moore, who... And this series is just, it's taking me by surprise because it's very simply drawn. It's also drawn by Terry Moore, who writes it and everything, so... It's very simply drawn, but it's a very impactful and powerful story about a girl who gets overcome by some new technology and how she's dealing with it. Terry Moore is an amazing writer, and if you haven't had a chance, you know, you should be reading this. And the latest one that I checked out is a story that really has, like, just awesomeness written all over it, and that is Haunt. The first issue came out, and I've had a chance to read it, and it came out pretty good. For those of you who aren't familiar with Haunt, it's done by Image Comics. And, I mean, you got to listen to this lineup that they have on here. Robert Kirkman, who is my favorite writer out there right now, he does The Walking Dead, Invincible, The Astounding Wolfman. He's the co-creator and writer. Layouts by Greg Capullo, who also does The Walking Dead. Ryan Ottley is doing the pencils. Todd McFarlane is doing the inking. And, you know, it's just, it's a who's who starring... stars of Image Comics is doing this book. The book is very Spawn-like in his powers and stuff, but having been the first issue, we haven't really had a chance to check it out. But it starts off with the priest having just got laid by a hooker. So you know it just spells glorious written all over it. So yeah, issue 1 just came out. It's still in the stores. If you haven't had a chance, please pick it up. Let us know what you think about it, because it just seems like it's going to be awesome. Another book that I'm reading that deals with the whole Batman thing is called Red Robin. And that one is Tim Drake, dressed up as Robin, still believing Batman is alive, teaming up with Ra's al Ghul, running all over Europe trying to figure out where Batman is and where he could have gone. Again, that one's really good. All the Batman line is they're doing a great job with it. I mean, I haven't read any other DC things because I just really don't care, other than the Blackest Night and the Batman titles, and they're the best ones out there in my opinion. The Sword number 19 came out. Brian, I know you're a big fan of the Sword, as am I. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet.
Oh yeah, I love the Sword.
I haven't read that issue yet, but I'm sure it's just great. Marvel's put out a new series, a new Spider-Man title, which I don't know why, because it's not like Spider-Man doesn't have enough titles out there. This one's called Web of Spider-Man. It is a throwback to the original Web of Spider-Man series, which came out about 15 years ago. This one is just a different volume, and I think it's new storylines and stuff. I haven't had a chance to read it, but hopefully it'll be good as well. And yeah, that's pretty much all I've been able to read this week. Ultimate Comics put out their new issue, Spider-Man number 3. Ultimate Armor Wars started, which I'm guessing has to deal with Iron Man. I haven't read it yet. Thunderbolts is still good. Uncanny X-Men is out. So all these things are out there on the shelves right now, and you should get a chance to pick it up. Herogasm number 5 came out this week. Haven't had a chance to read it, but I'm sure it's great, as is The Boys number 35, which also came out. Warren Ellis I'm a huge fan of, so I know the series is good anyway. We introduced a new thing on our website. It's called The Pull Box. It's a weekly newsletter that's put out by Chris Brady of Four Color Fantasies, which you can sign up on his website and he'll email them to you directly, but if you haven't had a chance to do that, you can check it out on our website, which is posted also, talking about all the comics that came out that week and all the stuff that you should be paying attention to that might be happening in the comic book world, or at least at his shop during that week, so you get a chance to check it out. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got on comics. Brian, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, not until I can get my comics back so I can read them.
Well, you know, seeing as I'm the one that has your comics, how much is it worth to you?
I don't know. How much is it worth to you?
Whatever money you've got is what it's worth to me.
So you got about $1.90 something sitting here?
That'll work. I'll wipe my armpits with it and send it on over to you.
Thanks. You're a real pal.
I know. I'm such a good friend. One thing I did want to talk about before we cut out of the segment is Zombieland. I had a chance to check it out this week, and if you haven't seen it yet, it's freaking awesome. Go check it out. Best cameo in a movie ever is this movie.
Yeah, I still need to see that. I'm actually going to see if maybe I can try to find a damn theater today and go see it. So I'm not the only person left in America that hasn't.
You are.
Yeah, I know.
I'll also be watching Paranormal Activity today, so I'll be able to write a review up of that. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, I had a little bit of interest in watching that one. Been hearing a lot of good reviews, so I'll go check it out. It'd be nice to actually see a scary horror movie.
Yeah.
That hasn't really happened a lot lately.
No, not really. Everything's been gory or just, you know, visually nasty.
Mm.
This one's supposed to be downright scary, and so I'm very interested in it. So
yeah,
there you go, Brian.
Definitely go check it out.
That's all I had for this week.
All right, well, if that's the case, we'll go ahead and close this out. I want to thank everybody for listening to the panel cast, and of course I want to implore you all to visit our companion sites such as HightowerComics.com, BrandyAusset.com, FourColorFantasies.com, Necrosapien.net. I got it right this time.
Woohoo!
And, I'm working on it.
Getting there, you're getting there.
And, what else am I forgetting? Well, of course, I would always implore you to go to ForbiddenPanel.com, as well as send us any email or comments to either AJ at ForbiddenPanel.com or Brian with a Y at ForbiddenPanel.com. And also, you know, I'm going to be having a new Geek Girls episode coming up really soon, so make sure you check out the Geek Girls thread and go listen to the episodes there. I want to thank everybody for listening, and please just come by and leave us some comments. AJ, you have any closing statements?
Just want to say goodbye, everybody, and we'll see you next week. Stay tuned to the website because we've got some exciting new stuff coming up.
Panelcast is brought to you by Forbidden Panel. Please visit us at www.forbiddenpanel.com.